another quick question for you, Chris. It's from Corey Albrecht. And he says, is wireless transmission of electricity possible? And there's also an email from Paul Kuhlman, who says, a Californian outfit has patented the rights to produce electricity from the sun and transport it to the earth by high energy beams. But would there be deadly areas where they beam it down?
Yes, I looked up which company that was. It's Solaran Space, who are a Californian-based company. Sounds intriguing, actually. They've got permission to develop this system. They want to have a satellite array out in space at about 22,000 miles out, and this would have very big photoelectric cells that would harness solar energy, turn that into electricity, which they then convert into a microwave beam. They then beam that microwave energy down to the Earth to a very big collecting dish. And their argument is the collecting dish would be about a 2-square-mile across array. So very, very big. So the energy density of the microwave beam coming in from space would be quite low. And actually, they say if an aeroplane were to fly into that, actually the amount of heating effect the aeroplane would feel from the microwaves would be less than the heating effect of an aeroplane just coming out from under a cloud and being hit by sunlight. So they say that this is not a threat to birds, planes, cars, people or anything. And the idea is they then sum all of that energy collected by the dish back together. And this could generate, as they say, energy at the rate of 200 megawatts, which is not small, but it's also not huge either. But this is just early days. The Japanese aerospace exploration industry say they're also planning something similar.
Well, that's a shame. It could have at least guaranteed that your in-flight meal would be warm, but anyway.
I don't think we can quite stretch to that. Anyway, Diana, thank you. Well, look,